team news first of all. How are you looking for this?
Yeah, Jay McEvely and Jose Baxter are both fit, so they're added to the squad. Both recovered from knocks in the week, or from last Saturday. You know, Jose had a dead leg, which was pretty sore all week, but he's trained on Friday morning and should be available.
What about some of the more long-term ones? How are they progressing?
Yeah, they're coming on well. Ryan Flynn's not too far away. Scoogle will be another 2-3 weeks. James Wallace is coming along well with his recovery, as is Michael Higden. So a few of them still to come back, but nobody imminently.
What about Howard?
Yeah, he's another one. He's back still. He hasn't done any. He's done a little bit of light handling, but he hasn't done anything major in terms of diving around yet. So we're hoping he'll train at some point next week, maybe with a view to be available next weekend. But then again, that's a long trip down to Crawley with 4 or 5 hours on the bus, so we'll have to assess what's the best thing for his back, but we've got no problem with Ian staying in the team for now.
I was going to ask you about him. How impressed have you been with the way that Ian Turner's just slotted in the way he has done?
It's been great. It's been a huge advantage having him around, just in case anything like this happens, and he's just come straight into the team. He's been great in training all this season, and great professional. And you see it when he just comes in. I think the back four have looked after him very well in the last few games as well. I think he's had the odd shot to save, but what he has done has been very important and at important times in the games.
You do have four keepers on the books here. How far ahead have you thought about what you're going to do? Because there's Willis, there's Long, there's Turner, there's Howard. You're not going to go with four, presumably, next season. You can't, can you?
No. We'll trim that down to three's the maximum you want, really. But I don't think we've got too much. We've got young Jake Eastwood below George Willis. So he'll, I think, step up into the under-21s next season. So we'll sort it out at the end of the season.
Do you know which one's likely to depart?
No. Well, Ian's only on a contract till the end of the season as well. And ideally, he wants to play week in, week out, as most players do. So, it'll depend on what league we're in and a lot of things as well, other things.
What about loans? Any progress? Are you still looking?
No, not. We've just got the same one or two inquiries out there. If anything changes, we know with the situations at those clubs, they'll let us know. But we're not looking for fresh targets at the moment. We'll get the players back in the next few weeks. But I think when the team's playing with so much confidence at the moment and winning, we don't want to disrupt anything.
What about players out? You've spoken about, you've had interest in Craig Alcock, for example. Flo Cavalier is floating around. Any chance of players like that going out?
Yeah, we're a little bit sort of undecided as to what to do with them, because although when the other ones come back, the schedule of games, we've got five in the next 2 weeks. All you need is two or three injuries, as we've had this week, and they'll be involved. So first and foremost, we've got to look after ourselves, even if it's in the short term.
In terms of confidence, how high is it at the moment? Is it probably as high as it has been all season?
I think so. I don't know if it's the first time we've won three games on the spin all season, but I think the manner and the fact that the last two have been on the road have increased that confidence, and the way we've achieved the results as well. We played very well there at Bristol, and then for the first 30-40 minutes at Notts County, we're excellent as well as we've played away from home all season. The goals knocked us back in both games, I think, you know, 5-10 minutes before half-time, but we've recovered well and gone on to win the games.
Have the new lads coming in perhaps lifted everybody else? Is that perhaps one of the reasons why you've been able to hit the vein of form that you've hit at the moment?
I don't know about lifting anybody else, but just by their coming into the team and improving us, and without doubt, you know, Brayford, Coots and Doan and Jason Holt the other night as well, instrumental in that victory, and I'm not sure we'd have won the game a couple of months ago without those players. They're just good players who've improved us, given us more options. You know, you see Paul Coots in the middle or on the right, straight away he's as comfortable on the ball as anybody in the league.
Murphy took a bit to get going this season, but he's flying at the moment, isn't he, clearly?
Yeah, he is. Ever since his little girl was born, I think. It's amazing how, you know, you know, it's your first baby, and you know, there's a lot of worry goes on, a lot of stress goes into leading up to the birth, and then when everything's okay, I think it's a huge relief, and I think you've seen that on the pitch with him. It's something you can't control, you know, off the field things, but it's lovely now he's settled with a lovely, beautiful daughter, and I think he's showing how happy he is on the pitch. Signed a new contract, he's settled. I think his goal the other night, similar to the one at Doncaster, they're unstoppable.
But the one at Bristol City as well was equally impressive, wasn't it? Showing great poise to wait for his moment like that.
Yep, going away, he did it against Swindon, I think, as well, didn't he? Where he broke away and showed great composure. And yeah, he's got a very level head when it comes to those situations. You know, good, calm head, and he's a good finisher. So that's where we need, but there's not having what you know, say, an out-and-out goal scorer. Matty Doan's getting a few now. Yeah, certainly Jamie Murphy's got to get into double figures for us this season.
Is there many better than him at the moment, if he's playing the way he is doing?
I don't think so. There's not many out-and-out wide players, if he plays out there, in the league anyway. And then when he comes in floating inside as well, I think he's equally destructive wherever he goes at the moment, which is lovely. We've just got to keep emphasising to the team, give him the ball wherever he is. If he hangs out wide, if he comes and joins in the central position, just make sure we get the ball to him.
And how much does it lift other players when you know you've got somebody like Matty Doan in the penalty area to aim for? Because it's interesting, you look at the goals he's got, mainly have been tap-ins, haven't they, which you will love, no doubt.
Oh, brilliant goals. And, you know, he scored the last three have been in the six-yard box, almost bundling them in. Yeah. And when you think of the amount of crosses that we put in the first half of the season going across the face of the goal, we got in some very similar positions, smashed them across the face of the goal, and we didn't quite have anybody there. He'd have got 15 goals before Christmas, the amount of crosses that went in. So, but it's lovely he's with us now. And I think he's capable of scoring different sorts of goals as well. You know, he'll go clear and sort of stretch defenders and go through one-on-one. But when some of the build-up plays as good as it has been, be in that six-yard box and the ball will almost hit you and go in.
Do you think you're displaying the qualities needed to see this job through right now? Because it would appear in the last few games you've shown great organisation. You can break at pace on the counter-attack. You're scoring all manner of goals. You've got players who appear to be at the top of the game at the moment. Do you feel that you've got everything that you need?
I think we're getting there. I don't think we're quite there yet. But I think we're as close as we've been in the last 12 months. And I think we've shown glimpses of it in the first half of the season. I don't think we did it consistently enough. But I think then the addition of those players that we referred to, they give you that consistency, because your Brayfords and your Coots and your Matty Doans are there giving you 8 or 9 out of 10 every week. I think that's what you need over the course of a season.
Where can you improve still?
Don't concede the goals. We know we switched off a couple of times. Should have done better with the goal at Bristol City, and then it was a throw-in that we thrown over Bob Harris's head. Just little things like that. Still an element of misfortune about both of them. I mean, the cross at Bristol City flicked off John Brayford and went straight into the lad's path. And then the other night, you know, John's cleared a great ball and it's hit Lewis Reed smack in the face and rebounded to their lad 4 yards out. So, but we've got to look at the build-up to that and say, what can we do to stop it getting to that point? So I think there's always little improvements we can make, even in our attacking play. It's lovely we're getting some positions inside the penalty area, on the byline, where we scored a lot of goals from in the second half of last season.
What about corners? Can you make more of them, do you think?
We're trying. We haven't been very good this season, and we've been sort of swinging them out towards a penalty spot between there and the six-yard box, and not got really anybody on the end of them. So majority of the time we're trying to mix it up, go short now and again just to change the angle, or just dink it into the near post for Chris Basham to get a flick. We should have scored with one at Gillingham and very nearly did at Notts County.
Coventry next. I mean, they're going through their problems, but when you look at the goals they've lost, and the likes of Best and Wilson, for example, that's going to hurt any side, isn't it?
Of course it is. You know, players, you lose good players and it's going to affect your team and their form. And you know, when you think earlier on in the season, they nicked the 1-0 against us and it wasn't a brilliant game. We thought we should have had a draw in that one at least. They've moved back to the home ground now and, you know, things haven't gone brilliantly for them, and I think we have to try and exploit that. I think we know from our position 12 months ago, they'll be a little bit nervy, but what they will be is scrapping and fighting for everything. And if they could get a 0-0 tomorrow, that would be a brilliant result for them.
I just heard you saying there that it's important that your team don't offer them any kind of encouragement.
No, if you're a team, you're playing a team with low confidence, don't give them any reason to gain any confidence, and you know, don't give them anything, don't let them off the hook. It's important that we're on the front foot and start the game as we have done. I think we've controlled the last two first halves we've played at Bristol away from home. So we want to do the same at home on tomorrow.
And you must be desperate to get back home again, playing at Bramall Lane after two great results on the road.
Yeah, we had a good win against Colchester without playing brilliantly. We were just clinical on the night. But last two performances, we want to play like that at home, certainly. And then we're back on the road again after that for, you know, a shortish trip and then a trek down to Crawley. So they're all important, but I think the home form's going to be the key to it.
You've been saying for weeks now that you feel the top two aren't out of sight yet. Do you still maintain that?
Only because of the number of games to go. You know, I still think they've got to slip up and we're going to have an incredible run to catch them. I think Bristol City might be. I think they're a good enough team and squad, I think, to stretch it away from everybody. But I think the second place may well be up for grabs. We're done with the top four, which is good in some ways. They've still got to play each other as well. Plenty of, you know, over a third of the season to go, so plenty of time.
So tight, isn't it? You look all the way down the league, and Port Vale, for example, last week were harbouring hopes of the playoffs. I think they were down in 16th at the start of the day, so it's not cut and dried by any stretch, is it? Do you think it will go right to the end, this?
I think there's every chance, yeah. I think we could be going into the Chesterfield game on the last day of the season with something at stake. And here we are talking about the top two aren't out of reach. We're nowhere near assured of playoff place either. So, but that's good. That's good for the league, you know, that down at halfway and maybe beyond have still got aspirations to get in that top six. That's what it was introduced for, to give teams going late into the season something still to play for. And there's certainly plenty of that around.